Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In some ways, it's kind of a weird day today. We have a strange contrast on this February 14th, which we commonly know as Valentine's Day. But at the same time, it's also Ash Wednesday. The last time that this occurred was back in 1945. It's been quite a while since the two have coincided, and maybe it's a bit bizarre for us in some ways. And there's this contrast. On the one hand, with Valentine's Day, we might think of bouquets, roses, flowers, sweethearts, those little candies with those messages on them, and romantic dinners, and all things love and pink, romantic. And then we have this contrast with the beginning of Lent, with Ash Wednesday, as we prepare to have ashes on the forehead, and as we begin the season of penitence and repentance and reflection, it's quite a contrast for sure. But perhaps in some small way at least, perhaps in some small way, there's a bit of a correlation. During this season, we are doing the series, Return to the Lord. And over the next 6 weeks, there's going to be a discussion, a sermon on return to the Lord in different aspects, in different ways. And tonight we look at return to the Lord who does not change. Return to the Lord who does not change. And tonight we can celebrate that the steadfast love of the Lord does not change. In the midst of all the circumstances of life, in the midst of us changing, the steadfast love of the Lord does not change. Now, our reading for today, which correlates with that, is kind of a sobering reading from Malachi. He's the last prophet that we see recorded in the Old Testament. And Malachi has some words from the Lord, some rather sobering words. It says in Malachi chapter 3, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. From the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts." The Lord has been faithful to his end of the bargain. He's been faithful in his covenant relationship, but the people have not. And as we think about relationships, whether it's Valentine's Day or not, when relationships are not going well, whether in the marriage, the dating relationship, or among family members, it's tough. It's difficult and it's frustrating. We love it when things are going well, when relationships are working out just well, just fine. But when things are going bad, it can be ugly, it can be nasty, there can be all kinds of emotions that go with that. And I don't know exactly what the Lord is feeling at this moment, but you can imagine his disappointment, his frustration with his people. He has been faithful, he has carried through, but the people have not. They have not lived up to their end of the bargain, and they have gone and they've strayed. If you look at the book of Malachi, it's only about four chapters long, and in this book you'll see that the people have turned away. And what are some of the ways in which they have turned away? Well, one of the things that they're doing is they're offering the leftovers to the Lord. In the priests are receiving these animals that are kind of the ones that you don't want to even bother with yourself. And the Lord is saying, look, what are you doing? You're giving me the leftovers. You wouldn't give this to your governor, would you? And yet I get the blemished animals and the leftovers. The people have given the Lord, instead of their first fruits, kind of the dregs, the last bit of soup in the bowl, so to speak. This is a problem. Another one of the problems that's going on in the book of Malachi is that the priests are teaching a bunch of stuff that's actually leading the people astray. You would hope that if you're a priest, that you're giving the message that the Lord has proclaimed for you to give, that you are serving the people and pointing them to Yahweh. But when the priests are pointing in another direction, maybe they're getting their own crazy ideas from some scroll they read somewhere. That's a problem because they're leading the people astray. So the Lord is getting the dregs of the sacrifices. The priests are leading people astray. The people of God are forsaking the covenant. And since we're talking about relationships on Valentine's Day, they're having an affair with other gods. They're going after other gods, worshiping all kinds of other man-made idols, going after the Baals, and abhorring after others, aside from the Lord God, who has chosen them to be his people. And how frustrating that would be. Not to mention their own marital relationships are a mess. And it's just overall a horrible mess. Now, the Lord could have just destroyed them. He could have said, look, I am done with you. But instead, what he does in his love is he actually reaches out to them through the prophet Malachi. And he has this message. Again, Malachi chapter 3. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, O children, you children of Jacob, are not consumed. God is upholding his end of the deal. From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord desired that his people would return back to him, and he's calling them by the prophets. And this continues. If you look at the Old Testament, it's this series of the people whoring after other gods, doing their own thing, and God calling them back over and over and over again because of his steadfast love for them. And Malachi, right here at the end of the Old Testament, he gives this message also. And then in the book of Malachi, we have a prophecy of one who would come and prepare the way for the Lord. Who was that? John the Baptist. So about 400 years later, then we read about John the Baptist, who has a message of repentance. Repent, turn away. And then he points to Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus himself, when he starts his ministry, Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And then Jesus goes on as our Savior to live the perfect life that we could not live. He goes on to save you, to save me, so that in love we would be called God's children. As we are now here at the beginning of Lent, it's an opportunity for us to reflect. It's an opportunity for repentance and reflection. As we consider how, even though the Lord has been faithful to us, that we have not been faithful to him. We have not been faithful to him in thought, in word, in deed. And perhaps in our own ways, we have given God not the first fruits of our time, or our abilities, or our finances, but rather we've given him the tail end. We've filled up our planner and our schedule with us, and then if we can, we fit God into that schedule, if he fits. And we can say, Lord, forgive me for not putting you first. Forgive me, Lord, for not having you be my first love. And Lord, forgive me for my lack of love shown to my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Those harsh words that I have spoken. Those comments behind people's back which have caused hurt and brokenness in relationships. Lord, those forgive me for those harsh words spoken to my spouse or to my children or to my grandchildren or to my parents. Lord, have mercy, forgive me. And we thank the Lord that even though we have turned away from him, that in his unchanging love, he calls us back to himself, calls us in love and repentance because of what our Savior Jesus has done. Because your Savior Jesus has died for you. He is the perfect and final sacrifice. His blood shed for you means that you are forgiven. That those thoughts, those words, those deeds, those unloving actions that you have shown to your fellow humans, he has forgiven that in his blood. And you are his precious child, as Romans 6 says, buried and raised with him in baptism. A child of God who can approach him knowing that he loves you. It's so neat, though. We get different Valentines, and I received a couple from some kids that I work with today, but God has the most amazing Valentine for you. And I want to remind you of this on this Valentine's Day. Some of you have seen this before, but it's basically John 3:16 written out, so that you see the words there. Maybe you can see it. Valentine. You know, we give each other valentines, and our feelings can come and go. Relationships wax and wane. But the Lord gives you the best valentine ever that was shown not just in fuzzy feelings or words, but rather in Christ, in the actions that he showed on the cross with the true agape sacrificial love for you. This is the best valentine you could ever receive. And what a privilege we have as God's people to read the love letter which he has given to us in his word, which reminds you of the precious promises of your Lord. During times when you are not feeling loved, during those times when you are lonely, during those times when you are going through relational issues, turn to God's word, the greatest love letter ever, which speaks of his promises for you, his love for you, his steadfastness, wonderful love. Because he is our Lord who does not change. Here might I say and stay and sing, no story so divine. Never was love, dear King, never was grief like thine. This is my friend in whose sweet praise I all my days could gladly spend. Praise be to our God who calls us to return, and the God whose love does not change. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard, guide, and keep your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.